Good day, all friends of Following Padre Pio. And today we're going to have a look at the incredible case of Alberto Del Fanta. Hello friends, my name is Edward Urban, presenting our channel Following Padre Pio, in which we investigate the absolutely incredible life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, a mystic and miracle worker whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a friend or a loved one is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. If you are new to our channel, then please do like, share and subscribe to our channel. Once you've subscribed, you'll have to click that reminder bell to receive notifications from YouTube of future videos we make. Getting back to our story. Now, one of Padre Pio's most striking trophies of conversion was that of the journalist Alberto Del Fanta. He was a lecturer at the Voltaire School in Bologna. And after his conversion, he became the official chronicler or reporter of San Giovanni Rotondo. And in his book, From Doubt to Belief, we see how he gathered the witnesses of 47 different people who had received graces through Padre Pio's intercession. And being a journalist, he had everything carefully verified and confirmed, even with medical or scientific proof, medical certificates, in a lot of the cases. So he's compiled this all into his book, From Doubt to Belief. I'm not sure if this book is in English or only in Italian. With this work, Del Fanta had been advised by Padre Pio himself that he would be helping many people who found themselves in a similar situation to his. And he would help pave their way towards God. That was kind of became his life's mission. From being a complete skeptic and atheist, as we'll see in a moment. So in addition to his conversion and this book, he also adds great weight to the Padre Pio story. That he's not only a great miracle worker, but also that he was a tender, humane father of souls. And like so many others, Del Fanta did not believe in Padre Pio when he first met him. Certainly not in his miracles. He was a skeptic. And for him, everything was just fantasy and illusion. Or worse, lying and sneaky motives. He didn't rule any of this out. So this was before he had met Padre Pio. And it was even so bad that in a series of vicious articles in his weekly newspaper, Italia Lacia, he attacked Padre Pio, accusing him of being misguided, a charlatan, a villain, taking advantage of the ignorant and naive, gullible people. That was his view to start with of Padre Pio. And he attacked him publicly, personally. So after this attack, this public attack, heaven did not delay in responding and coming to Padre Pio's aid quickly. It came in the form of a miraculous healing of Del Fante's nephew who was severely ill. Now, what actually happened is that completely against the will of the uncle, a friend went to ask the imposter of San Giovanni Rotondo, that is Padre Pio, to help to pray for his nephew. And 24 hours later, to the absolutely astonishment of the doctor and everyone, the boy was healed. So intrigued by this, Del Fanta decided that he would have to meet with Padre Pio and observe him discreetly and kind of secretly. And in order not to make mistakes and not to be deceived by anything, he took notes. He wrote down every day his impressions of Padre Pio and what had happened. Of course, his first question was, is everyone misguided or is this person a saint? In the top of his mind, from the very first encounter onwards. His first impression was this: the priest is just like everyone else. And so he decided to put Padre Pio to the test. And the test was this: Del Fanta went to confession with Padre Pio. And he said, I confessed without believing, without enthusiasm, as if I were in front of any other priest. But what impressed him was, this man knew my sins. Somehow Padre Pio knew his sins. And he told me that I belong to an organization that recognizes God but does not accept his priests. So, the funder concluded, well, perhaps from my misdeeds, he had recognized that I was a Freemason. They were very anti-clerical at that time. And thereafter, they continued, they spoke at length about different philosophies that replaced the faith with conscience. We spoke about St. Augustine, Spinoza, Descartes, Spencer. We can see from this that Padre Pio must have been pretty well educated to be able to keep up a conversation with an intellectual on all of these philosophies. At the end, I told him, so Del Fonte told Padre Pio, Father, I have always tried to direct my actions towards the good. But when the beast comes and triumphs over man, the conscience immediately intervenes, warns him, do not do this and do not do that. I have never been a believer, but that does not stop me from being an honest man. Honest? Asked Padre Pio. Honestly, do you not remember that and that? And then proceeded to list a number of his sins that he had committed. Padre Pio went on to reveal details about him that there was absolutely no way he could have known, humanly speaking. And then Del Fonte continues, but God's grace takes its time to work. And in Del Fonte's diary, he then describes, in an upright and honest way, the steps of his conversion. He says, I was struggling, crying out with anger. And finally, he, Padre Pio, joined in, and because he was a man of integrity, he did so with genuineness and forever. And then before leaving San Giovanni Rotondo, he went to Padre Pio and asked him for prayers for his wife, who was about to have another child. Certainly, of course, said Padre Pio. God said, be fruitful and multiply. And then out of the blue he added or asked, but will your wife have milk for the infant? Absolutely astonished, the journalist responded, that is exactly what I'd wanted to ask prayers for. Then Padre Pio said, now she will have milk. It is good. It is important for the mother that the mother breastfeeds her baby, since she had to arrange a nurse for the last two children. And with that, in his somewhat shaky step, Padre Pio ran out the door of the sacristy, leaving Del Fonte absolutely stunned. How was it possible that he knew these details? You must remember, Del Fonte went there on kind of a bit of a secret mission. There's no ways that Padre Pio could have known these things about him. Be that as it may, this prophecy of Padre Pio's was fulfilled exactly. This resulted in a complete turnaround of Del Fonte's life, as is shown in the following words that he wrote. And he says, I was a Freemason, an atheist, believing in nothing, absolutely nothing. And Padre Pio gave me new life in every respect. And today, I pray, I go to church on Sundays. I rejoice when my children make the sign of the cross before meals to thank God for the bread that he gives us. And now I receive the sacraments and rejoice when I await communion. We can see a complete change in his life. A spiritual element has entered. And then Del Fonte concludes, those who have the courage to embrace faith will understand my happiness, and God grants everything to those who love him. Please do continue watching our most popular videos selected specially for you, and also one on how to enroll for next Friday's Mass Pre-Intentions.